welcoming us back.
I don't hear a thing.
You're listening to The Big 80s with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. tonight. June is happening. We're supposed to get hailstorms tonight. I just heard it. Hailstorms, thunder, lightning, cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria. It's a long weekend, Juneteenth on Monday. Just going to go camping. Not camping if there's a hailstorm coming. Might be time to catch up on movies or listen to Casey Kasem. Anyway, it's the big 80s. What's the difference between this and Sirius's 80s on 8? You get to spend time with a guy who lived through the 80s. It's Chris Earle. I got some great ones for you today. Thanks for listening. Freeform Radio.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Saw this guy last week at the TD Bank North Garden, whatever it's called now. That place in Boston where you can see music with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts was great. It's Brian Adams.
Yeah.
WMFO Medford, this is Brian Adams from 1984, Reckless. We used to spin that one over and over again. Actually, what we did is we stuck it right into what's called a cassette player. And ka-chunk, well, actually, that was an 8-track. You would just press play on the cassette, and usually it would either go fast or slow, depending on whether you had a little WD-40 on the little thing that spun it. I don't understand really how it works. I've never been a technical man when it came to music. I know a lot about music. I don't know how it works. You just put in that thing, and there was like, I don't know, it was like some black tape, some brown tape, and you stuck it in there, and then the head of the cassette hit, and out came music. I still can't figure out a record. I don't even understand how that thing works. It's like you put this platter on put it on a table, and then like there was a dog, and like it was a big ear, and be in the living room. Thing cost like $10,000 back in the 40s, and people would sit around and listen to, I don't know, Jump Jive and Whale and things like that. Anyways, the big 80s. I don't know what I'm talking about. Thought I was going to go somewhere, but didn't go anywhere. We started out with Whip It from Devo, short for Devolution, which is where we've been going for years and years. Whip It, I think, was from 1980 or 81. Great song. Reckless, again, 1984. My brother was a big Brian Adams fan, and he played that at the show the other night. Not Eric, but Brian Adams actually played that on the show the other night. One Night Love Affair, a highlight of the evening. Joan Jett was fantastic. And what else did we have in there? We had the Miami Vice theme, Miami Vice big back in the 80s. I loved that. I'm wearing a bright... turquoise blue today. Joyce had some turquoise blues on, I think. We kind of matched when I came in here. It's kind of nice having that springy, summery look going. It's so hot. It's so hot. It's so humid. I need a haircut because my hair is just like frizzing everywhere. We should put on some tunes in the background while I'm talking. How's that? That's what I usually like to do. This next one is from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. OMITD. Nobody ever called them that. But I'm calling them that. This was in like some John Hughes movie, I think, but it's a fun one. It's called If You Leave.
You gotta save. touch you once and then I'll touch you twice. Don't look back, 'cause I'm gonna touch you once, touch you twice. Not letting you go at any price. Need you now like I need you then. Always said we'll meet again.
OMD. They did call themselves OMD. And they had like 16 studio albums. Who knew? But that one was from Pretty in Pink. Told you it was John Hughes movie. I was just trying to figure out which one. It played prominently in the credits. I want to tell you about Bryan Adams a little more. He had the Reckless album, and I think Jonathan Mutt Lang, I think, was his producer, and sold like millions and millions of copies. He's out there touring, and Bryan Adams is like, I want to buy a house. He's like, where's all the money from the album? He's like, we spent it all making it. I'm like, you got to be kidding. I don't believe him. I think he needed a better agent. But Bryan Adams was just saying, he's like, yeah, I had no money. He's like, I had to go touring again. Anyway, Big 80s here with you till 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. It is hot, 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 hot out there. It is hot. Time for some Hooters. They dance. Those guys like to dance a lot. The Hooters. I guess we don't call them Hooters anymore. We call them The Hooters. They're an American rock band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And guess where they are tonight? At the Spectrum Club in Germany. Augsburg, Germany. starts at 8 p.m. If anybody wants to fly on over from Medford, you might make it just a little bit late. So they're all in Germany for the next, like, I guess the Hooters are big in Germany. I guess it's the Scorpions and the Hooters. They just love them there. I went over to, like, Ireland in, like, the, was it the early 2000s? And, like, Adam Ant was playing at this club. It was a club called The Keys. They're, like, playing Pat Benatar and Adam Ant. And they're all dressed in, like, denim and 80s clothes. I'm like, this is awesome. I'm like, this is like a time machine. This is really cool. So, like, right around now, it's 2023. They're going to be going back to 2003. So they're probably playing, I don't know, some, Out? What's that group? The Hey Ya group, Outkast. They're probably like dancing Outkast over there in Ireland now. Anyway, Germany's got the Hooters tonight, and they're going to be around here. They're opening for another band that's big. Who are they opening for? They're going to be here sometime soon. If you go on their website, they've actually got it updated. It's like, good for you. Hootersmusic.com. Rick Springfield, that's who it is, with Paul Young and Tommy Tutone. Gee, I wonder if he's going to sing 867-5309. I wonder if Tommy Tutone will sing that. It's the only song he's got. The Hooters has got at least two. They got Satellite and they got In We Dance. But they got a new album out, too, called Rockin' and Swing. Rockin' and Swing, baby. Let's play some Eurythmics. Sure. The Eurythmics is a great one. Thorn in My Side. That's a great song. Let's listen to it.
Tried to hurt me, but now I know. Thank you.
As you're with Mix on the Big 80s, I'm going to bring you some Golden Earring next. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Good tune. It's Twilight Zone Golden Earring from 1982. You might remember Radar Love. That was a hit for them from like the 70s. They decided, hey, you know, every 9 years, let's have a hit. But we're still waiting on Golden Earring. Actually, they're a pretty good band, and they got some great albums, and they got some great tracks there. But those were the two big ones. Speaking of big ones, this next one is Madness. It's the House of Fun. We love fun around here at WMFO, don't we? I think we do. I've been here for 15 years. I was thinking about that when I was climbing up the steps. I'm like, I don't think I got enough spring in my step anymore. It's like it's starting to go. Like the ankles start to go, the knees, the back, everything. It's just like gravity just forces you down. It's like, man, it's just, and eventually you end up, you know, 6 feet under. Gravity just gets you and you go. But for now, let's just have a little bit of fun. We're here. We might as well have some fun. It's Wednesday afternoon. What is it? June 16th, I think, 2023. It's the only one we get. Thanks for spending it with me. You could be doing anything with else. You could be doing anything else. Maybe you're on the can listening to me. Who knows? I like to listen to music on the can every now and then.
That were given, I will not turn my back on the past. You should not resent me for moving forward.
What's this crap? This ain't the House of Fun. Oh, I know this guy. Where's my Shazam when I need it? Who is this? Who knows who this is? 855-915-WMFO. Because it's cataloged as the House of Fun. Well, this ain't the House of Fun. This is Horse Pucky. Who knows? I don't know. Enough of him. Hell with that. We want some fun, man. Let's have some fun. Now. Come on. Jeez. That's more like it. That's more like it. It was fun. It could have been more fun if it actually played right. And then we get that kind of half-assed crap version of that that I found on YouTube. Hey, whatever. It's Madness. It's a House of Fun. Maybe I'll play something else from Madness. Maybe another time. For now, Men at Work. They were big in 1982. This isn't from 1982, though. This is, I think, from 1983. They were really stretching on this one. Overkill. The Big 80s. WMFO Medford.
I can get you sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. And possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. And though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another day.
In Emotion, with Obsession, another great 80s tune. It's the Big 80s with Chris Searle here with you until 7 p.m. You want to call in, make a request, 855-915-9636, 855-915-WMFO.
Army recruiter today. Now you and four friends who join the Army together can live, work, and see Europe together. We'll guarantee it.
Be all that you can be.
See your Army recruiter today.
Because we need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that really gets you want to join up for the Army. You get to hang out with your friends. In the 80s, they just wanted you to do something. It was the Cold War. Nobody was signing up. Here's the outfield. As the outfield. It's a great band. Apparently they broke up in 2014, but who knows? Maybe they'll come back and they'll be on tour with Rick Springfield and the Hooters one of these days. Maybe they can take over for Tommy Two Tone. All right. How about a little Charlene? Should I do a little Charlene? Charlene's kind of fun. She had this in 1977 and it was a big dud. And then in 1982, it became a big hit, and it's all about being a 70s woman and just living on yachts and having sex all through the world, and she's still miserable. Let's listen in, shall we?
Hey lady, you lady, cursing at your life, you're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. dream about the things you'll never do. But I wish someone had talked to me like I wanna talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Please, lady, don't just walk away. 'Cause I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. I can see much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lies? Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. By kings, and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie, a fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth, that's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle hole.
She's been to paradise, she's been everywhere, but she's never been to herself. I know somebody like that. She's miserable. Anyway, that's Charlene from 77, and then redone in 1982, and it was a big, 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 big hit. I don't know what's this in the background. Is this just the two of us? Ooh! Oh, this is fancy. I don't even know if this was from the 80s, but I like it. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, fill in the castle in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I. Good enough. Night Ranger. You've done yourself a favor by listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Big 80s with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Here's Night Ranger.
I'm
All right, now we're cooking, baby. Now we're cooking. Big 80s here with you until 7 p.m. There's a little Eddie Rabbit for you.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear.
There was a little Eddie Rabbit for you. Where the hell did he go? Where the hell did he go? Let's try that again. Here's a little Eddie Rabbit for you. The Big 80s here with you until 7 p.m. Jeez.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love.
What the hell's going on here? As soon as I move away from the tab, it just stops? Come on. Killing the flow. Killing the flow, man. Jay-Z would be upset at me. Come on, Eddie. I feel like starting it over again. I don't want to drop it. All right, let's start it over again. Such a good song. Just the two of us, that we can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Let's see if this stops if I go off of it. It doesn't. Just Eddie Rabbit. Just the two.